Hello, young man. Please come in. Don't forget to close the door behind you. How are you doing? Please have a sit. So today is your last day among us. Well, first of all, as the owner and president of our company, I'd like to personally thank you for your hard work as an intern. It may not have seemed a lot to you, but it's proven invaluable for everyone here. I've had numerous reports about you being an amazing asset to the company, so much so that they made a collection as a thank you gift. They asked me to participate, but I didn't. I thought it would be better to give it straight to you. It's in the envelope in front of you. I reckon there's enough money for you not to worry for the entirety of the coming school year. No need to thank me. This is well and truly deserved. Now, before you go, there is another thing I'd like to talk to you about. I heard some rumors that you'd love to get a full-time job at the company, right? Well, I looked at the resume you sent for the intern position, and I think you're still a little young and inexperienced. And there's no reason for me to hire you to do the job you were doing as an intern, since I can simply get a new one. There is a possibility, though. There's an entry position I'm thinking of creating, and you would definitely fit the profile for it. But there are some things about it that are peculiar. Would you like to hear more? Very good. Would you kindly put the blinds down? It's a signal for my employees not to disturb me. Such a good kid and cute. So, about this new position. Your role would be the same you had as an intern, with possibilities of evolution as you advance through college. On top of that, you would spend more time working directly under me, whenever I'd be needing you kind of as a personal assistant, if you will. Would that be all right with you? Of course I'll tell you more. It's an entry-level job, so you'd be paid minimum wage with some bonuses that we can discuss later. The work in itself is the classic coffee-bringing, letter-writing, yes-man job of any assistant, but with a little bit more. Mind if I stand next to you? You see, I always thought you were cute. It's the main reason I hired you, really. I may be married, but I like to have eye candy walking around my office. Besides, I'm not going to stay married for long. Mind if I rub your shoulder? You seem a little tense. Relax, we're all friends here. That's right, boy. Close your eyes. Relax under my hands. Like I was saying, I'm not going to be married for long. My husband had the great idea to cheat on me with some bimbo stripper he met at a club, and now he wants to go live with her. So now I'm going to be needing someone to fulfill a role he's never really been able to fulfill. Oh my, what a strong chest you have. What's the problem? Am I making you uncomfortable? Do you have a girlfriend who wouldn't like the idea of me rubbing your chest to relax you? You don't? Then there's no reason to feel uncomfortable, boy. Just take a deep breath and let me take care of everything. You only have to listen and feel my hands. Good boy. So like I was saying, I am soon going to need someone to take care of some needs that are more personal. And while I could easily find a new husband, I don't want one. I'd much prefer to have a cute, young, strong boy, such as yourself, who would let me do all that I want to do. Kind of like you're doing right now, letting my hands go lower, above your abs, closer to your private place. So would you like to take the position? If you say yes, I'll give you a little training right away. Or would you prefer I rub my hands on your strong thighs while I kiss your neck? You'll take it? Keep your eyes closed for now. I want you to slowly pull down your pants and underwear and reveal what's hidden inside. From the bulge I can see, it must be quite uncomfortable. So let it be free. That is a very nice looking boy. Seems like you really are the perfect candidate for the job. Big and strong in all the right places. You probably want me to touch it, don't you? Even though I'm your boss, you want me to touch your cock. Oh, no, no, no. That's not how it works. You don't ask me to touch your cock. I decide when I want to touch it, and you've still got to prove your value to me. Open your eyes and look at me. You are such a good boy, but you still have a lot to learn. Now get on your knees right in front of me. Good boy. Undo my skirt and toss it aside. That's right, no need to fold it. Look at my panties. They're wet. They are soaked because of you. So I want you to take them off of me. But you've got to do it without your hands. Keep them behind your back and take my panties off with your teeth. That's it. Just like that. Good boy. All the way down. Let me lift one foot, then the other. Now give them to me and get back to that chair. Good boy. You're so hard right now. That's the way I like it. Hard and big and ready for a good fucking. Stroke it for me, boy. Softly. Tease yourself. Oh, and from now on, you're calling me Miss. Understood? Good boy. You love to see your hot boss butt naked, her wet pussy dripping between her legs, her panties in her hand, wondering what she's going to do with them. Well, while you tease the engorged head of your erect dick, I'll be tying these soaked panties around its base, and you're not allowed to take them off until I tell you to. Got it? Good boy. Keep stroking for me. Tease your whole cock. I'll simply take off this annoyingly tight shirt I'm wearing. Then my bra. Finally, freedom for my tits. Do you like them? They're big, they're bouncy, they're juicy, and they're all natural. And my nipples are already hard. Here, open your mouth. I'll put one in it, so suck on it. That's right, just like that. Oh, good boy. Suck on my nipple while you stroke your cock. Now the other one. Don't hesitate to give them some light biting. I like it. Oh, such a good boy. You already can't get enough of them, can you? Don't worry. I'll be sure to give you plenty of time to kiss my tits, and caress them, and fondle them, and worship them. But not now. I'll get back to my chair, and I want you to crawl under the desk. You see my spread legs? This is where I want you to be right now. You can keep on stroking yourself at the same time. Oh, good boy. You eat that pussy good. You really know how to use your tongue. Do I taste that good? No, don't say a thing. I want your mouth to lock on my pussy until you make me come. That's it. Play with the lips. Tease my clit. Oh, don't forget to put your tongue inside too. You like my hands and your hair pushing your face into my pussy? Yes, you do. That's what you like. Being used by your boss. Stroke that cock good. I want you harder and hornier than you've ever been, boy. Keep eating that pussy and teasing yourself. You're doing a great job. Oh, it's like you were made to be my personal assistant. We're going to have a great relationship, you and I. Such a good mouth on you, boy. I almost want to keep you all to myself, to bring you to my apartment and lock you there and use you every single day. Can you imagine? You'd be living a life of pleasure and lust, only for my own pleasure. Put your free hand in your mouth and suck on your fingers. I want them deep in my pussy. Yes, like that. Oh, put your mouth back on my clit as you finger me. Oh, fuck, boy. Oh, harder. Go harder. Oh, I want to come and cover your face with my juices. Holy shit. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Yes. Oh, 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 keep going. Keep, oh, keep going. Oh, keep going. Good boy. Oh, oh, such a good boy. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, my God. Get up and go sit on the desk. Hands off your cock. You're a really, really good boy. Do you know that? Making me come that hard with your fingers and mouth. I can't wait to feel this hard, twitching dick inside me. How do my fingers feel wrapped around it? Softly and gently stroking it. Ever had a woman do that for you? Better yet, ever had a woman stroke your cock while she whispers dirty, filthy, scandalous things in your ear? You have no idea all the ways I'm gonna use you. We're probably gonna have to buy a pillow for your knees, because you'll be spending a lot of time under that desk you're sitting on. And you're going to be living with me from now on, so I can freely use you, even when we're not at work. I'll tie you to the bed and fuck your brains out. I'll take you out for romantic dinners, kiss you and make out with you in front of strangers, then make sweet love to you when we get back. I'll edge you. Total control of your orgasms. I'll let you come as much as you need, whenever you want, all over my body, on my face, in my mouth, in my pussy. I'll take you out to parties, flaunting you in my arm like the boy toy you are. Maybe I'll let some other women have their way with you while I watch. Stress and frustration they have on you. Sometimes I'll join them and you'll have to pleasure two horny, experienced, insatiable women all night long. I'll take you with me on business trips and we'll have quickies between boring meetings. And when I'm not working, we'll be in the room fucking or at the restaurant, letting everybody know that this cute young boy is mine and mine alone. When I'm gone and I can't take you with me, I'll order young, sexy escorts for you, and I'll allow you to do all the depraved things you fantasize about to them. I'll let you bring some cute girls from college, and I'll listen and masturbate as you fuck them. Then the next day, when they're gone, I'll have you tell me how much better I am as I stroke. punishing you for choosing another pussy than mine the night before. I'll give you head in the back of my car while the chauffeur knows what's going on but doesn't say a thing. Or maybe I'll have you giving me head. Your sex life is going to be taking a change for the better, boy. As long as you keep me satisfied. And you will absolutely keep me satisfied. Right, boy? Good boy. Now, why don't you get down on the desk and sit in my very comfortable chair? I'll get on my knees. You like the view? Keep your hands behind your back while I suck your cock. Does my mouth feel good on your dick? Considering how much you're twitching, I'd say it does. I wonder, though, what would happen if I were to massage your balls at the same time? I love your moans. Keep moaning for me, boy. I love knowing how good I make you feel. What's going on? Are you going to come already? No, not yet. I'm not done with you, boy. But perhaps my mouth is too much for you. Then what about my big tits? Do you like to feel my big, soft tits enveloping your hard, twitching cock? You've probably never had such nice tits fucking you before, have you, boy? Keep moaning for me and try not to come. I'm going to suck the head of your dick while I stroke you with my tits. My God, what a nice cock. I honestly didn't think you could take this, boy. Oh, but enough pleasuring you alone. Hold that dick straight up in the air, boy. And don't you take my panties off of them. I'm going to sit down on you, and I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. I'll go slowly, slowly down, taking you all in. Oh, you have an amazing cock, boy. Oh, it fills me up completely. Oh. Now hold my hips as I grind on you. Oh, I'll control the rhythm, boy. You just hold me. Slow at first, getting used to your dick inside me. Then gradually faster, harder, fucking you better than anybody. Grinding on you like a horny slut. Your boss is fucking you in her office during working hours, and all you can do is hold her hips and moan. I'm like a slut who's finally getting the cock she's been dreaming about. And you know what? That's exactly what I am. I've been wanting to fuck you since before you started working, since when I interviewed you. I've been wanting to fuck all the interns we've had, but you're the one I thought about the most, by far. After we did the interview, just as you closed the door, I had my hands down in my panties thinking about you, about fucking you over that desk, in the chair, by the window, in front of all of my employees. Then every day you brought me my morning coffee, and all I could do is to put my hand on my pussy to calm it down every time I took a sip, because it made me think about you. Oh, and now, finally, you're in a chair, and I'm fucking you. And I'm gonna fuck you again tonight, and then tomorrow, and then the day after that, every single day, forever. You're my very own boy toy now, and I'll make sure you enjoy it as much as I can. You feel how hard I'm grinding on you right now? Well, I'm about to come. I'm about to come hard on your cock, so don't you fucking move. I'm gonna make myself come. Oh, I'm gonna make myself come nice and hard. Oh, put that face of yours in between my tits. And worship them while I make myself come. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come again. Oh, I'm gonna come in your cock with your face in my tits. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, oh, such a good boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. You're such a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't stop moving my hips. Hold them, hold my hips. Oh, oh. Good boy. Oh, you're such a strong boy. Oh, are you strong enough to lift me? I reckon you are. So lift me and put me on the desk and keep that cock of yours inside my pussy. Oh, oh, that's my good boy. Now pound me. I want you to fuck me hard and deep until you come. And you better do it inside my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. That's a good boy. Oh, pound your boss's pussy. Show me you're mine. You're my good boy. My fucking boy toy. Fuck me hard and don't stop until you come. I want that load inside of me. Give it to me. It fucking belongs to me. Moan for me. Scream for me. They're not gonna hear you. They can't. So scream for me and pound me. And just show me how fucking hard I make you wanna come. Yes, boy, I feel you growing inside me. You're gonna come, aren't you? Oh, you're gonna come hard and deep inside me with my panties wrapped around the base of your cock. You're mine now. You're mine, and you're gonna come for me. And you're gonna make me come again. Come with me, boy. I know you want to. Fuck me as hard as you can and pump that load inside of me. Now, do it now. Fuck. Fuck, you're coming so hard. Oh, keep pounding me. Oh, I'm gonna come too. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, God. Oh, 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 God damn it, boy. Oh, oh, I haven't been fucked like that in a long time. Oh, 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 if that's when if it was an interview, you'd be hired on the spot. But you were the only candidate anyway. Come here. Let me reward you for your hard work. Now clean up a bit. Then you can go home. Get all your stuff ready. You'll be living at my place from now on. I look forward to working with you, my good boy.